Hey guys, Karibu Sana to Before 30. Well, today I don't have a lot to talk about, but I just wanted to share about the scare that is in business, in terms of starting a business as a young person, running a business as a young person. And I think most of us as young people think our businesses suffer mostly from say lack of capital and all those things. But I'll tell you, for me, what I've come to see is that most of our businesses suffer from inexperience. The reason why I'm saying this is that we don't have a lot of exposure as young people when we are starting out on our businesses. Most of us will start a business maybe because of desperation of not getting a job or something. But then you discover that at the end of the day, a few months down the line, the business is dying, the business is closing over. Very few make to survive to the next level. And not only for the young people, actually even for the old guys. You'll find some guy who has retired and starts a business, but then a few months later, the business is closing down. Because I have found that you are not yet investing enough in understanding businesses, in understanding the biashara run and all that. The reason why I'm saying this is that businesses, first of all, will have the first stage, which is maybe establishment. But then again, after this first stage of establishment, there is the second stage of now rolling out the business in terms of the product you're selling, the service you're selling, and making people know about it, which is now what we call publicity and marketing. And you'll find that most people will focus on publicity more than marketing. You want to have fancy t-shirts, you want to attend fancy events, you want to have a table in an event. But then again, you don't ask yourself, is this really going to bring something am I really going to get something out of this? Because if at all you secure maybe a spot in a certain event, a tent or something, and don't get customers on board, then that was a pure PR exercise. But a real marketing has a target, has a goal for a business that you say, this biashara of mine, I want to get 10 clients at the end of the day. This is a strategy I'm going to use to get these 10 clients. And then now you start working on it. So the best way to work on a business is to start working backwards. Before you establish a business, as a young person, go and ask yourself, this biashara that I want to start, how many people are doing it? How are their numbers? Who am I targeting? Who are my target clients? How am I going to go about it? How much money do I need to survive until maybe 6 months are over? Because most probably the business will not make profit until it's 6 months old. But it all depends on the kind of business. So start working backwards. Start working your figures backwards. Let you narrow down from where you will be maybe 6 months from when you are starting. Then come back and know, this is what I'm supposed to be doing from day one for me to succeed. And with this kind of a format, you are able to now have indicators that 1 week into the business, you are able to see, this is not what I was expecting, so can I change a bit? This is what I was expecting. I have actually surpassed. You know, all those kind of scenarios that may come. Then now you are able to now start developing now a good model that can stand the test of time. Otherwise, don't start the business just from the hype. Don't just start the business because people are doing it. People might be doing it, but there's an inner strategy that might be working for them, that might not work for you, that might be to the advantage that you don't have such an advantage. So don't just go for the hype. Run a business based on an ideal that you've seen the business where it would be 6 months. Out of research, not just out of just pure calculations from your mind. Do a good research, work backwards, then now start working one day at a time and asking yourself, at the end of the day, this is what I've achieved, this is what I was targeting to achieve, so what am I going to adjust, what am I going to work around, what am I going to strengthen, all that kind of thing. And I'll tell you, if you run the business in such a way, you are most definitely going to succeed in such a business. But if you do it blindly, believe you, 3-6 months down the line, you'll be dead. terms of their business. So I wish you all the best. Remember to subscribe Before30, hashtag Before30, any platform, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, YouTube. Solomon Rujio, your guy always. Thank you.